We often talk about audio description here on RNIB Connect Radio because it makes such a huge difference to the lives of blind and partially sighted people. Now, AD gives a narrative, if you like, in between actors' dialogue, which, well, paints a visual picture of what's happening in front of people. So it's used quite widely on television, in theatres, at the cinema, and many arts and visitor attraction venues as well. Now, we have TV programmes with audio description, but what about the adverts? And let's face it, they're trying to sell us something. And if you don't get the whole picture, would you buy if you have a visual impairment? Well, one company is looking to change that. Procter & Gamble are bringing out some audio described adverts. And to tell us more, we have with us Samira Latif. Samira, tell me first of all a little bit about Procter & Gamble.
P&G is a worldwide company made up of household brands. Some of the names you might recognise are Ariel, Pampers, Fairy, Gillette, Head & Shoulders. We've been around for about 180 years.
Now, we're talking about adverts here, so where did the idea come from to have them audio described?
I was sitting in a meeting and I was totally oblivious to why people in the room were laughing when watching our flash ad. I'm blind and I only understood the humour when someone described to me that it was a dog that was actually singing to a Queen song. After making a mess in a clean house, shaking off mud, I realised that ads could actually be quite funny. And then it actually dawned on me that it wasn't just me that couldn't see the ad. It would be 2 million people in the UK who have vision loss who wouldn't be able to see this ad in its entirety. And that's actually 285 million people worldwide. So I had this inspiration that I could do something about this. I could help get this audio described. Well, audio description is something I love for films, for theatres. So why not advertising? And so that was the start of the journey. And, you know, I found P&G is a company that cares deeply about ensuring we're inclusive and the impact we can have on people's lives. 5 billion people use our products every day, so it's really important for us to reflect the diversity of that audience, both inside and outside of the company. And so we had no problem recognising the benefit of audio describing our ads for consumers.
How did you go about picking what you were going to use and getting the audio description just right?
It was a true partnership, Al. So I started off inviting the whole industry to P&G back in January this year. We worked with RNIB, who helped make the connections with audio description production companies. We worked with our marketing teams, our creative agencies, who make our ads. We invited broadcasters, our ad distribution company. We even worked with the advertising governing bodies. We all came together in a roundtable discussion where we talked about how we could make this possible and what everybody's individual roles were going to be to make this possible. It's tricky to audio describe an ad. There's only 30 seconds or so, and in some ads there's no voiceover, which means that we can use the full 30 seconds to describe it for a blind person. But in other ads, there's voiceover built into the advert, so you have to be very creative with the words you choose for the audio description.
What about feedback then on the advert? What's that been like?
The feedback, Al, has been really positive. We've heard from several viewers on how the introduction of audio description on ads has really touched them and made them feel valued.
My name's Kerry. So I lost my sight just before I was 2. I can't see anything at all. And I have to say, I usually don't have any time for adverts. I don't think they've ever been aimed at me because half the time they're either silent or there's some words but it doesn't make it obvious what they're advertising if you can't see. So usually what I tend to do is watch TV on catch up and just fast forward the adverts. But this one night I was watching something on a Saturday night with my 2 kids and all of a sudden I just became conscious that I thought I had heard some audio description in the advert, so I actually had to rewind it to see what it was, and it was an advert for Fairy. And when I thought about it afterwards, I just thought, this is really good. And then almost straight away, I felt a bit angry actually after that, because I thought, you know, for years I've probably just accepted that I'm not the target of these adverts. I'm not a consumer that advertising companies seem to think it's worth advertising to. And then suddenly to see an advert, I thought, well, why? Why is it taken till 2017 for a company to think that I'm valuable enough to advertise to? So I'm so pleased that Procter & Gamble have done it, and I think well done to them. But I really hope that other companies follow suit and think that it's a worthwhile thing to do as well.
My name is Kelly. I'm registered blind. I have a little vision in my left eye, but it's not useful enough to watch television in any great detail. I rely on listening to the content and therefore miss out on a lot of what is going on. I love watching movies, and I'll never go to the cinema now if I can't get access to audio description, because it just opens up a whole new world and you'd have so much more information that you wouldn't have without it. I've only recently saw an advert with audio description, and I couldn't believe how much I've missed before. I have to be honest, prior to seeing audio description, I would just fast forward the adverts because there was nothing really for me. I didn't get anything out of them and I would just bypass them. But it's amazing actually watching an advert with audio description, because you have so much more content and so much more information, and the humour is portrayed and how that comes across to you as well. So it would be fantastic if there was more audio described adverts available. I'm also a mum of a visually impaired child, and I'm slowly beginning to introduce audio description for her. She's only 4 just now, but for the movies and for like Disney cartoons and things like that, it brings so much more information to her and opens up the vibrance of the world of the movie that she would be watching. But for adverts about toys and about different things for children, I'm sure that she would benefit from that as well.
The adverts are airing now. They're currently only on ITV, but we're working together with all the stakeholders, making sure that they're available on other networks as well. So really looking forward to that.
I'll certainly be looking out for the advert, but for the moment to Samira Latif, Global Inclusion Design Consultant for Procter & Gamble. Thank you for speaking with us on R&IB Connect Radio.